It is Sunday, the day before Family Day. I have just finished watching the news from Ottawa and am relieved by seeing evidence of the seemingly re-established sense of order within that city. May I express my deep sense of appreciation and thanks to all those on the front lines of decision-making and enforcement of our governing institutions, who have and continue to do their best in ensuring peace and order in our Canadian family. I would also like to express this same sentiment to all those who have endured and contributed with patience, honor, generosity, courage and committed service to keeping us well and providing for our needs, during the 2 years of this exhaustive pandemic. You all are a testament to the peace, order, and good government, so many of us take for granted. Despite our nation's flaws, mistakes, and struggles, calling Canada home is one of the greatest privileges in my life. As a senior and a lifelong citizen, thank you, Canada. However, with all that has happened and continues to happen during these stressful times, I feel the need to express my inner voice, which begs for answers to questions I find troubling but key to solutions that will bring healing and harmony. Perhaps if we learn to listen more and preach less, we may find answers that will help bend the arc of our moral universe towards goodness and a more just and peaceful Canada and world. Is democracy a battle to be fought or a journey to be lived? What is the definition of freedom? Is truth a perception and an ideology to be imposed or intelligence, wisdom, and competence to be applied? Are words created for learning, communicating, and cooperating, or for indoctrination, political gain, privilege, power, and control? Is wisdom fueled by facts, honesty, intelligence, and patience or by shouting, noise, social media, political rhetoric, and conspiracy theories? Is our Canadian flag a symbol of unity or a claim for legitimacy? When should a peaceful protest be honored and celebrated in the cause of freedom, justice, and the common good? In a time of difficulty and crises, is it better to criticize your neighbor or support your neighbor? Should our Member of Parliament represent his political base or all in the community from which he was elected? How do I know whether I and the laws I am expected to follow are part of the problem or part of the solution? Hopefully we, together as Canadians, have the values and qualities to listen, discuss respectfully, and discover some answers or at least consider possibilities that may open solutions. Wilf Borgstede, St. Albert.